Then at the end of the hours, my daughter-in-law called me and told me about this letter. Now, it's not about me, but I want you to see how to take the trip. I want y'all to know, because we're going to pray about some things. I got some prophecies that God gave me we're going to pray about. But I want y'all to read the letter. It's not so much about me, but it's about integrity, what it's going to take to move in the Spirit to the dimension God wants you to go. Sometimes it seems like you're not bearing no fruit. Don't give up. Stay with it, because the fruit got to come. So when you read that letter, you're going to see, I don't know this man, never met him. He's from Germany. But after 6 hours of praying, I know I had some things I got to do in his church and the ministry, and that letter came. So y'all look at it. I'm not going to read it. Y'all just read it. We'll start praying at 6:30. Eden, I want you to write on there, these benefits come not but by connection and submission. You won't get them no other way. The benefits from the label that I place in ministry, you cannot get it just being here. It's connection and commitment, or connection and submission is the one who going to benefit from these 47 years. I didn't show you the letter to show you about me. I'm just showing you about what it takes to produce. You go through a lot of things, but you'll finally get there if you don't give up. It'll manifest. Your heart desire will manifest. I can promise you that. But you got to have integrity. You got to stay there. You got to stay with it. You had a spirit to reveal this to this man. I never seen this man in my life. How you know this? See, it had to be the Spirit of God, because this is exactly what I have done. And I guess it's the longest time, 6 hours today, praying, walking this pulpit, asking God what to do. This ministry got to go forward faster. We're starting the choir back. They're going to wear robes. We're going to get some men in the choir. And so there's a whole lot going on right now. So we got to pray about it tonight. You know, got to cut out some of this modernism and get back to flowing in the Spirit. Just because you're a member of this church, it's not going to happen to you. It won't happen just because you say you're a member. I'm trying to show you some secret. Now, y'all, the intercessors, y'all come to pray. And most of you all are connected properly and submitted. That's the one that's going to come on. It's not going to come on the crowd. Just because you come to church, it's not going to happen. Because to handle this, these type of blessings that is on this ministry, you got to be committed yourself and submitted to God, or they will destroy you. You hear what I said?
Yes,
yeah, these blessings. So God is not going to let you have it. He loves you too much if you can't handle it. But if you connect it properly and submit it to the vision and to what God is doing, then everything that happened in my life should happen in your life. See what I'm saying? But you can't be doubting it, and you can't be, the thing that God teach you while you're here, you're going to have to apply those things. All right? So it's so important. We'll pray about some things tonight. I have one or two prophecies I'm going to give you. After 6 hours of praying today, right here, sitting right here. I went home for lunch, came back, and I haven't left since. I didn't know he wanted me to call a prayer meeting up here, but he told me to do it. I have a few things I'm going to share with you. I've been praying that whole psalm, that 119th psalm is a word psalm. But if you want some intimacy with God in the Message Bible, you just pray that psalm, voice by voice, and watch what's happened to you. See, real powerful. You notice in the center of the letter, he says, then he blessed your life for our benefits and countless, nameless, and faceless others for generation to come. So we're not the ministry here is not just based on this time. What we are doing now will affect generation in years to come. They'll go back to some of the things we have said and what done and manifest, and it will change their lives. I think we think too local, or we think too much in time of what's happening right now. But our God is bigger than that. And so God permitted you to be a part of it. Now, some people take it so lightly, they don't even know what they're a part of. Just nice people, you know, but it's so powerful. You know, I want to get a powerful choir. I'm going to ask Jan to be a part of that choir. He just walked in, you know, he don't know nothing about it. Jammed and Robert Goodrow and all of them, I'm gonna get them up there. I don't want just women up there. I want some men up there singing. And so wearing robes so we know we're in church. And so the Lord is really working with me to get back in the flow, the old flow where the Holy Ghost can do what he want to do. I know we've been walking in the Spirit some, but you haven't seen nothing yet. The Lord go to dealing with me like that. Then the Lord said to me, I was thinking about, I was saddened by that young man who died in the early part of his career, 42 years old. But then I was sitting at the kitchen table with my wife and two of my sons, and you almost, when you're a pursuer of God, you almost look out of wax. People got their time for God. But when someone's stuck on God, every move you make, you're looking for him. You're kind of out of place. People kind of look at you, you know, they kind of as if you dance, but they really dance. But I wonder how much time Tiger Woods put in. LeBron James, I wonder how much time they put in with that basketball. I have a nephew. No, a grandson. What a shiner's boy. You can't catch him without a basketball. Joshua got a basketball, he's playing tonight. He got a basketball every time I pass his house. He out there shooting that basketball. If family going somewhere, he put the basketball in the trunk. What I'm saying is, what's first in your life, that's where you're going to spend time in. You see what I'm saying? And so back 47 years, I made my mind up. I'm going to follow him. And so if you want to get close to God, you're going to spend a lot of time with him. You know, another thing, I just go and kick this in before you're going to start praying. Cut back on that television. It's putting too much in you. You can watch it, but be classical about it. Because if you watch it too much, they're pumping stuff in you all the time. The Lord had to check me about it. It's just like eating the wrong food. You listen to the wrong people, it mess you up. Get your mind messed up. Now, you might not know it, but it's messing you up. So cut back on it some, and then plan, just like you're planning your meal, plan your watching. Well, I hear your enthusiasm about that, praise the Lord. I get that boy so he can play when y'all miss it. All I want to do is bless you, you know. Stand up. Let's look at something here, and we'll start praying. Showers of favor are coming your way right now. They can't be stopped. For I am the one who let them out. From the Lord, you know. Shouting in and about my favor releases more favor. Get ready for ever-increasing favor. There are so many of my blessings that cannot be reached by labor. They come into your life only by my favor. Rivers of favor are flowing right now. Favors to swim in. Too much to keep for to yourself. You're going to help someone else. There are courses of favor. Courses of favor. Only the Holy Ghost. Only the Holy Ghost. Only the Holy Ghost can keep you on the road of my favor. Now listen very carefully, because this is going to change some things in your life. I'll tell you where I come. I've been here so long. You see how the front of that emblem look at the with that logo on it? Uh-huh. I never saw the back of it. I've been up here probably 1,000 of times. I never saw it. I was praying, and the Lord says, I said, Lord, I never saw that. And this is what he said to me. There's some things you're not seeing. This is how you're going to see them now. From this day forward, you will have to see the front and the back. So I said to him in prayer, how do I see the back? By looking through the front. Never stop at the front. Always go into the back room. See clean through it by my spirit. Then he just gave me some words in tongue. I asked him what that means. That means the Lord is your shepherd and you should not want. And then he says this to me, the eyes of faith and eyes of revelation must become one. The eyes of faith and the eyes of revelation must become one. I tried to keep this one from you, but I'm going to have to read it too. You're headed in virgin territory of my presence. Don't be pulled aside again. Press in at all costs, at all time. Those who don't want to go will be left behind. Being sidetracked will set you back. Pull off, go ahead. There's more to come. I was praying about a certain thing that I had to make a decision on, but I'll be to help you. And he answered exactly what I needed to know. Something had been installed, and I didn't know what to do with it in a certain aspect. And I asked him about it according to Romans 8, 26 through 28. He said, take it out and write. Take it out. Get something getting your life ain't right. It ain't right. Take it out. It ain't right. Shut all that which is not right in my sight. Shut all that which is not right in my sight. Three times he said it. Shut all that which is not right in my sight. You must know I see everything at all times. Remove the confusion. Remove the confusion. Remove the confusion. They are coming. They are coming. Get ready. They are coming. I see I have to move higher. I have to go deeper into the revelation gifts. I cry for the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and discerning of spirit. Then they say, who did this? You did it. So get with it. We're about to do more. And I'll share one more thing, which I was walking, and after about 4 hours of praying, I was walking, and the word seer, that's what they call a prophet before they call him a prophet. Seer. I said, what are you saying? He said, you're going to have to see more in the spirit. I'm going to anoint you to see more in the spirit. And so the voice we're going to start praying here is, A lot of changes are going to be made. I'm stepping back my pastoral wisdom. This ministry has the potential to move more. And, you know, I've been traveling, but I don't know. I need to get this ministry to moving more because we have so much to offer. It's awful for the people to not know how much we got to offer in fellowship and in the spirit realm prepared for them, all right? So the scripture here in Psalm 119, verse 1 in the Message Bible, I want to go through one or two with you, and then we're going to start praying. We're going to pray out the hour. You're blessed when you stay on course. Walking steadily on the road revealed by God. I want you to pray along that line. Go to the second verse of that same psalm. You're blessed when you follow His direction, doing your best to find Him. You see that? Go to the next verse, just a few verses. That's right. You don't go off on your own. You walk straight along the road He set. You see it? Go to another one. Go to another verse. You, God, prescribe the right way to live. Now you expect us to live it. See, you can't do that in the flesh. Go to the next one. That's spirit. You're talking about the spirit, you see. Go to the next verse. I can go on that whole psalm. I got a hundred. Go down to the next verse. Go to the next verse. That's the next verse? No. That's right. You're blessed. No. What verse is that? Four. All right. What verse? You scared now. Oh, that my step might be steady. Keeping to the course you set. Say that. Read that. Now, your maturity, you see, maturity in the spirit is childlikeness. When you're matured in the spirit, you're a man, a child. So God can minister to you, and then those who God sent to you can be a father to you, can minister to you, can work with you. Are you following me? It's so important to have childlike faith. Go to the next one. We got to pray. Then I'll never have any regrets in comparing my life with your counsel. Look at it, what they're saying. Huh? Then I'll never have any regret in comparing my life with your counsel because I did what you told me to do. It's so important. There's such a freedom there. There's such a peace there when you am it at all times to keep your life in His will. You follow me? Go to the next verse. I thank you for speaking straight from your heart. I learned the pattern of your righteous ways. These are things we're going to pray about. I don't know if you got your phone or something, you get the Message Bible, but you're going to be on your own in a few minutes. Go on. Go to the next verse. I want you to pray. Just pray. I'm going to do what you tell me to do. Don't ever walk off, Lord, and leave me. Isn't that powerful? I'm going to do what you tell me to do. Don't ever walk off and leave me. Go to the next word. It's just, how can a young person live a clean life? But carefully reading the map of your word. That's the only way you can get it. You can't get it another way. I've said to you, positive mental attitude. I've studied all that. I'm okay, you okay. I studied all that. But you can't be okay with no demons. Go to the next one. Come on, I'm trying to stop. It's so good. I'm single-minded in pursuit of you. Don't let me miss the road sign you have posted. You see how, I want y'all to study that. Go to the next verse. It's so powerful. I pray them voice by voice. I have banked your promises in the vault of my heart, so I won't send myself bankrupt. It's powerful, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
See it. Huh? Anybody in here bankrupt spiritually? Go to the next one. We're going to start coming to the altar and we're going to pray in a few minutes. Be blessed, God. Train me in your ways of wise living. On and on. Go ahead. You're going to deal with your enemy in a few minutes. Go ahead. I transfer to my lips all the counsel that come from your mouth. Otherwise, I'm not going to say nothing unless you said it. Nobody going to change my conversation. If they're not saying what you said, we are not in the conversation. We'll pray along that line. Go to the next one. You see, I don't have... I'll just let them keep switching them up there again. I delight far more in what you tell me about living than in gathering a pile of riches. Ah. See it?
Yes, sir.
In other words, your word is more important than wealth.
Yes, Father God.
Go to the next one. It's a special prayer meeting, so y'all just... I can spend 6 hours a day. You can spend an hour with me. Upon every, look at here, every morsel of wisdom from you, I attentively watch how you've done it. Now I'm hearing something I never heard before. In the spirit world, there is always a camera on. In the spirit world, hallelujah, tada, yishka, there's always a camera on that you can see how to do it. God's word will turn into a picture show for you to see at different junctions how to flow in certain aspects of your life. So it always, when God reveals something, it's a camera from heaven showing you how it has been done and how to do it. I never heard that before. Huh? When revelation is turned on, that's God turning his camera on for you to see, or his picture on for you to see. That's your advantage as being a Christian. See, you see the invisible, see the unstoppable. You move in realms that man can't take you. You see it? Go to the next one. I relish everything you've told me of life. I won't forget a word of it. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Now you, a normal pattern of living, you can't do that because you're too busy. But you have to gird up your mind and put him where he's supposed to be. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Go to the next verse. Be generous with me, and I'll live a full life. Not for a minute will I take my eyes off your road.
Thank you, Lord.
Man, what? You're not there. Go to the next verse. You're not there until you get 24 hours hungry. Very few people I've met hungry. He says, I want you to practice my presence like Magic Johnson practiced basketball. Up 4 days in the morning, stay 4 or 5 hours. You just think he made all them shots? So if you want hit in life, you're going to have to practice his presence. You could recognize his presence in your now. I'm trying to shut up. His presence, I could preach 15 hours right now with no notes. You spend time with God, he get in you. He get on you. He get around you. Stop. Stop playing with your relationship. Open my eyes so I can see. Would you show me of your miracle wonders? How many of y'all want your eyes open? Well, how many boys understand? That's 8. Go to another one. Some of y'all at home. Some of y'all at home. No, you're a stranger in these parts. Give me clear direction. Don't get at home. Don't get satisfied with what everybody else doing. Your life need personal direction. What I say?
My life needs personal direction.
Daily.
Daily.
Amen. Don't set up no routine you can't change. Be alert. Be aware. Let him give you clear direction. What worked the last time might not work this time. Don't answer me. How many of y'all got clear direction? Don't answer me. Don't answer me. How many of y'all got clear direction? Clear direction now. I got clear direction. I can answer you. Because I don't have none of my own direction. I'm stuck to his direction.
Yes.
Do I mess up? Yeah, I missed it. But partner, I know when them signs don't go to changing, I put that thing in reverse and get back to the other side so I can make the right turn.
Yes.
Go to the next one. Now, don't talk to me. Don't tell me what you want to do. I'm trying to share something with you tonight. Don't get your little impatient self messed up. Listen, Papa. The Lord, my soul is starved and hungry, ravages, insatiable for your nourishing command. That sounds like a hungry person, ain't right? Huh? I might have chopped them words up, but I know what they mean. How hungry are you? How many of y'all are here because you want to be here, you're on dual rest? You're here because you know if you don't be here, you're going to be in trouble. If you work for the ministry or you're a ministry help worker, you know you might find yourself seated next week. But I want you to get here where you're not here and do a rest. I want you to get here because you want to meet with your brothers and sisters and to pray. And oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm going to start exposing some things. Go to the next verse. I'm going to start exposing what some things I've been having in my spirit. Go ahead. I'm going to start exposing some people. Go ahead. That's it. Those who think they know so much, ignoring everything, you tell them, let them have it. Let them have it. That's it right there. See? Hallelujah. The Lord back me up. I'm letting you have it right now. I didn't know that voice was coming up. Let them have it. Those who think they know so much, ignoring everything, you tell them. Let them have it.
Yes, Lord.
Is it warm in here?
No, sir.
Somebody said, no, sir. Somebody holler. Go to the next verse. Don't let them mock and humiliate me. I've been careful to do just what you say. That's the person saying. They won't mock and humiliate a person who really loves God. He said, don't let them do that. He told God. He said, God, don't let them mock me. Now go to the next verse. This thing's going to get dangerous. While bad neighbors maliciously gossip about me, I'm absorbed in pondering your wise counsel. Go to the next one. Hurry, we're going to go start praying. Chalabashata. Yes, you're saying on life or what give me delight. I listen to them as to good neighbors. Did you get that? I got good neighbors. Well, as long as you listen to the word, that's your neighbor. Go to the next one. I'm feeling terrible. I couldn't feel worse. Get me on my feet again. You promised. Remember. Go ahead. I can't close that. Go to the next one. Go to the next one. When I told my story, you responded. Train me well in your deep wisdom. Good God Almighty. We're going to pray up in here tonight. Go to the next verse. I done went 26 verses. Help me understand these things inside and out so I can ponder your miracle wonders.
Yes, Lord.
It's so much out there. Keep going. Go to the next one. It's so much. I'm just trying to show you something. Y'all need to pray. Y'all need to pray to old folks. You say, pray up a storm. Don't pray the storm over. Pray though. Help me understand these things inside and out so I can ponder. I had that already. Your miracle wonder. Go to the next verse. Y'all go, they went back with them and they saying the same thing. The voice saying the same thing. What happened? What happened? 28. They fell out. They back on the first. They're going to Psalm 20. They got nerves back there. They done fell out. We'll be going to the 28th verse, right? Am I right? Can you get to the 28th verse? You can't get there? Wait. Not Psalm 119. They got 170 something verses. Maybe that machine don't want to go no further. No, I don't need you telling me it's time to pray. I'm just waiting till they find out what I want to do. I don't need you trying to instruct me that maybe cut off because it's time to pray. You ain't that deep. I told you I'm going to tell you. Some of y'all haven't even never seen the other side of me. In the spirit, the prophet of old, Ezekiel, you didn't play with them. No, yeah, because they're trying to do something, and you, with your smart self, trying to give your revelation, stop that mess. And I can feel it every time. You know, I've had people, I tell them, I say, you're impartial to me, aren't you? They're laughing and talking. Spirit of God come on and say, you impartial to me. You just laughing and talking. You don't really. No. As a seer, you can discern when people are real or they are fake. Because you're helping them. You're helping them not to be a fake, you see. That's it. Well, my sad life. Dapple dated and falling down bomb. Build me up again by your word. Oh, my. Go to the next one. When that person shut up, I'll stop going. Barricade the road that goes nowhere. Anybody on the road, grace me with your clear revelation. Get off that road going nowhere. Every road that is not of God is a road going nowhere. Go ahead. He said in his chapter over. In the 190-something verse. I chose the true road to somewhere. I'll know when to stop. I push your road sign at every curve and corner. I grasp and cling to whatever you tell me. God, let's start praying. Shut up. Y'all get where you want to get. Just run them on the screen at different times so they can look up and see different ones up to that point, up to verse 31. You can put any voice up there. Just keep putting different voices. We're going to start praying. Y'all spread out and start praying. Fresh direction for this church. Fresh direction. Hasatara, fresh. Everything become fresh. Every auxiliary become fresh. Everything become fresh by the Holy Ghost. Bless us to stay on course, Lord. Walking steady on the road, reveal. You reveal to us. Put my personal life on course. Where I'm missing you at. Shout out while I'm here in prayer. And that I want to get my life on course. I don't want to disobey God. I want you to write this down. Something just open. I hope that little boy who had that girl had me pray for him.
Yes, sir.
Yes, but something just opened. He ain't told me no more. Just write it down. Something just opened. Put the date by it and wait for it to find out what opened. He'll show you what it is. But something just opened.
Yes, sir.
But I know it's on the good side.
Yes, it is. Yes, sir.
So, see, in the spirit, when you're praying like that, sometimes the spirit tell you something. I just show you how he deal with me. He just told me something just opened. I know we're praying for the young boy's lung and stuff to be open.
Yes,
I prayed for him this morning. We may get a report of it just came open, but something just opened, all right. Ararabasa, go to the third voice, son. Hata shaka tarada soho. Urobasa tada taraka, get a cold, get hot. Shararabasoko de. Halalabasoko shiride mangresi. Now let me ask you something. In these last 12 minutes, we got to pray here, or the 12 minutes due to our hour, are you going to let the Lord minister to you?
Yes.
Now, you know you're in a different setting.
Yes, sir.
The deeper the shepherd go, the sheep have a right to go there. But there's a depth in the spirit world here, and those voices are telling us something. See, how can a young person live a clean life? By carefully reading the map of your word. Go to the next one, and we're going to pray a little more. Go to number 10. I am single-minded in pursuit of you. Don't let me miss the road sign. You've posted. Your life ought to be different. If you might, you see. So don't let me miss the sign. In other words, God is responsible to show you what way to turn.
Yes,
but you're responsible to see it.
Yes.
And if you're moving too fast, you're not going to see it because you got so many fake maps out there. Fake map. They tell you this is the joy of your life. This do this. But what God say about it? Is it in the book? Is it in God's word? Or is this a false map? Or is this a map that entertains my flesh, not my spirit? You see it?
Yes, sir.
Now, with all the maturity that is in this room, I can tell you some things about to happen to you that you've never seen before. There's a blanket of the anointing, the spirit on this prayer meeting. And you made it. The Holy Spirit will minister real strong to you the next 3 weeks about this one night. And you're going to have a chance to make a shift in them 3 weeks. That's what I'm hearing. He's going to minister to you by dream, vision, and you're going to see clean through some people. Because he said, look through them. And you'll be talking to them, Jan, right in their face, they're laughing, and they're shaking your hand, and saying what a nice wife you got and all that. You'll see clean through them. That's the way we're supposed to live. We don't supposed to live normal lives. We're supposed to know when Satan trying to get close to us. Person lying, you know. You know, I think I'm just going to start calling people, see you lying, right in the face. You know, you're such a nice minister. You lying. Go sit down somewhere. You don't mean that. I saw clean through you. Your front. See, we're supposed to see that. Now, I see it a lot of time. I don't say nothing, but I think I'm going to start saying some things. Look, I think we need a more of a reverential atmosphere. I think the atmosphere have got too classical. And it don't have the bite in the spirit that it should have. Not being ugly, just being truthful. What did Jesus say about the truth? Said you're free. Yeah, if a person, sometimes people got to be rebuked to be released. Because they still think they're getting by.
Right.
They go on and on and on, but they walk up to a real Christian. And so you really don't mean that. This is what you mean, but this is what you should do.
Yeah.
You got to be bold to do that, but the Holy Ghost will do it, you know. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Go to the next verse and we'll pray that verse. I don't know what it is. Verse 11. I bank your promises in the vault of my heart, so I won't send myself bankrupt. Well, okay, that's something to pray about. Come on. Chat-a-la-ba-sha-ka-ta. Shoko-te-le-ba-ra-ra-ta-ko-shi-ka-ta. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Sha-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Here's a man hungry for God. Dr. Farb called me. I never answered him yet. He online. I left it open for him to hear us pray. I looked at my phone the other day. Out of all my sons in the gospel, his name on there more than anyone else asking questions or doing something. Hungry for God. Now, you see, the average minister, and he pastored a large church. Beautiful church. You think one of them high-minded ministers would stay on the line just to hear us pray and pray with us? He'd have hung up. He'd answer my phone there. That's where you got to get. I think he's been following me, what, 20-something years now, Leroy? That might be 30 years. Clothes right on my heel. You follow what I'm saying? And because of it, he's under blessing, just like me. Some of y'all come to the altar. Let's pray some more. You never heard of that before. Thank you. You're praying strong. Thank you. Your life changed. I bank your promises in the vault of my heart. In other words, I'm not going to let, the psalmist said, thy word has I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. The word keep you from sinning. The word keep you clean. The word keep you holy. The word make you quick to repent. Satan can't keep nothing on you. Sha-da-da-ba-sha-ka. Live a good, strong, holy life. Katala, you can do it. You can do it. Ha-ta-la-ba-sha. You can do it. Ta-la-la-ba-sha-ta. Ja-da-da-ba-ko-she-de-de. Ta-da-she-de. Ta-da. Shut off that which is not right in your life. Shut off that which is not right in my sight. I see everything. That's what he said. Sha-la-la-ba-ko-she-de. Kor-ro-ba-ba-si-de. Ra-ma-ma-ma. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you. Sha-da-da-ba-sha for this prayer meeting. We thank you that we are looking for what you want us to do. Give me another voice. Be blessed, God. Train me in your ways of wise living. Train us in your ways. Shout out our wise living. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Now, my brothers and sisters, I want you to go home in the strength of the Spirit and what you have experienced tonight with your brothers and sisters. I want you to know that your life is not the same and your lifespan is not the same. The instructions are heavy here in this room. And there's a gravity pull. They're going to draw you closer to God. Don't let the enemy condemn you. Go to the next voice. Don't hang in Romans 8:1. Talking about condemnation, go to the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, set me free from the law of sin and death.
Yes,
you make mistakes, but don't take a bath in it.
Yes,
when you find out you're in the wrong tub, jump out quickly. Dry yourself off. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes,
yeah, don't let your short come and beat you, because you're growing.
Yes,
you're developing. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And you go into peace of that. Now God gonna minister to you some more. We're going to have some strong, strong service.
Yes, sir.
What I need is the ministry of help. I need them to flow and help me.
Yes, sir.
Not try to hurt me.
Yes, sir.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Ministry of help is to help. And you don't supposed to tell a driver to bus what way to turn.
That's right.
You're going to mess around and get us in a wreck. Two people can't drive a vehicle at the same time. See? And so if I turn my signal light on, left, we're going left.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Now, some of y'all have been with me a long time. Some of y'all have not really seen me pastor. You know, I'm not a popcorn pastor. I believe in people being blessed, and I know how to get you blessed and get you in the right track. I don't just mess around. But I don't want to hurt people. I don't try to hurt people. But by the same token, when the prophet was talking to David, and they was talking and talking, and he talked around and said, "Dog, the man." So sometimes males have to be red. Yes. So other people to have a little godly fear, you know. Say, "Man, I don't mind. I'm going to mess around there. I ain't going today." But remember, the Spirit is never out to embarrass you. You know, I might say, come here, I'm going to talk to you, tell you something. Stop doing that. I ain't doing nothing. Stop lying. You got two things. Just stop doing that. I'm praying for you. That's all. Be blessed. Be blessed. You got your letter? Y'all got a copy of that letter? That's not. That letter is to show, give you a track of how it was done. It was not by might nor by power. A lot of things done in secret that the public would never see. A lot of time spent with God. And you may be in an era in your life you're not seeing as much fruit as word you're seeing,
yes,
but you're still passing the test.
Yes.
Keep fertilizing,
yes,
with your faith. Okay, the word did not profit them because they didn't mix it with faith. So that was a lot of lean years. And this guy, I don't even know him. He in Germany. It's just God to just assure you. He just read my mail up and down the line. Read the biography. Is that the right word? Of my life in his letter. I don't even know this guy. But how could he know my life so accurate? Because this is what I've been doing the last 46 years. God had him to write this letter after I spent 6 hours of praying, went back in there, and my daughter-in-law called me and said, "Letter on my death," and I read it, and the Lord showed me my life back over in a flash from a stranger in Germany that I don't even know. And then he said to me, "I'm open to you 24/7. And so that's a word to the congregation. God bless you.